everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. How's it going today? I want to know how is it going. Today is June 13th. It's a special day here for me. This is my grandmother's 105th birthday. Happy birthday, Graham. All right. The topic of, and thank you for celebrating that with me. Who has a birthday today? You know what I didn't realize until just this moment? Is that every day we read these, yes, the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone, is that today is someone's birthday. Holy buckets. So for everybody, up until June 13th, so from January 1 all the way to June 13th, I wish I had one of those motherboards, you know, with the applause and stuff like that, the sound effects. Happy birthday. Yeah, so every day we do one of these, it's someone's birthday. How cool is that? Today's topic of the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is new worlds. New worlds. I got these new contact lenses in. We're going to see how this flies, guys. Because one is actually for distance, and the other one's for reading. But I did pass my driver's test this morning, so I think we can read. Let's test it out. All right, so the quote is from Nin. Here's what Nin has to say. Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive. Yes. And every day you get to do this thing called life. And like I said, today is someone's birthday. I'm going to do it one more time. Happy birthday, Graham, 105. All right. Our friends are not all the same. And hooray for that. One friend brings out our athletic side. We run or go to the gym together. Another sharpens our intellect. Iron sharpens iron with debate and discussion. Yep, mental gymnastics. Yet another is our favorite companion for going to the movies or out to dinner. Our friends are both like us and not like us. And it is ways that they are not like us that stimulates and awakens new possibilities within ourselves. I love this, especially the U.S. Surgeon General just had a presentation about the effects of loneliness as my computer decides to, you know, bring up a sound. No, that was not a motherboard, but boy, I tell you, wouldn't that be cool to have? And yes, it's cool to have friends from different walks of life. Different walks of life because they bring out new possibilities in us as much as we bring out new possibilities with our friends. Not saying that I'm going to go deep sea fishing anytime soon, but you never know. You never know. Anything's possible. All right, here's the affirmation for the day. I'm lucky to have friends who help me be a more interesting person and active person than I would be without them. You know, I really appreciate this message is because it shows the power of, yes, friends, as well as peer support. So when we're on that healing journey, right? We're on the healing journey, we're tooling along, And you might go to a peer meeting and think, all right, like, I don't know how I'm going to relate to everybody here. Don't know how I'm going to relate to everybody here outside of what brings us together. But you know what? When we put ourselves in an experience with other people, like fly fishing, for example, or even roller skating. Roller skating's really taken off. And I saw something else too the other day that was art related. And I thought people will show up, which is typical. People show up and maybe not, you know, engage in conversation. And the next thing you know, a conversation does start happening and you discover more things about each other. And then friendships start forming. Yes. Oh, there, look at that. It's got to be a sign, guys. It's got to be a sign. We're going to take that. We're going to run with it. Yes. New worlds, new friends, new beginnings, and new possibilities within ourselves, as well as the sharing that with other people, sharing the possibility for them, and having that kind of possibility and conversation. And yes, new world. All right, guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, guess what? I got something to share. We hit the top 1,000 global for, yes, global for health and fitness, according to Chartable. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for so much for finding value in the stuff that we put out, as well as our guests. And you always show up. So tip one back, whatever that looks like, water, coffee, Kool-Aid, or even Hawaiian punch. And as always, everybody, take what resonates and go beyond.